are listening to Teach, Motivate, Inspire. If you're thinking of beginning a business, need to scale your business, and or possibly sell your business, then you're in the right place. In this show, I will share my five C's: clarity, courage, confidence, commitment, and compassion. I'll break them down weekly and share the secrets to my success. My name is Megan DiMartino, and I have built 3 7-figure businesses that I began, scaled, and sold myself. Welcome to Teach, Motivate, and Inspire. Blessings on your journey. Hello, 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 and welcome to Teach, Motivate, and Inspire. I'm Megan DiMartino, and it is Monday afternoon, and I am so sorry that we're 19, 20 minutes late. And I am going to talk to you about this day in our fourth C, commitment. And but before we go there, I just want to give you a little background to Teach, Motivate, and Inspire. I have been working in business for more than 30 years with other companies, with other structures, meaning I was not an entrepreneur. I was director of sales and marketing for 2 beauty companies. And then I started my own business in 1992. I launched my first skincare brand, Glycolique, in 92. And then I went on from there. But I want to go back to this fifth C, commitment. My commitment is to you. And I feel very badly that I was not on time. But today, it was an unprecedented, challenged day. And I could have said, forget it. I'm not doing this, but I am committed to you and committed to what I'm doing, not only for you, but for me in this season of evolution. And so back to when I started my first business, Glycolique, in 1992, I started it with a dream and a goal and a plan and a desire, but most importantly, an idea. I was very focused on what I was going to do. And today's C, though, is commitment. And it's part of the 5 C's, which are clarity, courage, confidence, commitment, and compassion. And these are 5 tools to start, to scale, and sustain your business. And so I am here to help you go through those minefields of things like that happened today. Today, what happened was that, first off, we're doing a lot of these lives. And in these lives, it takes commitment. Our guest on Friday, Shay Brown, made a comment, and he said, you know, one of the things that Megan is doing is she's committing to being here every Friday for Unique Leaders Live. Well, they don't just happen. We have to invite guests. We have to set up their data, meaning their headshots and their bios, and then we have to communicate with them, and we have to set all that up. But as I said, at first is to find interesting people that I know you would truly enjoy. I don't just invite anyone onto Unique Leaders Live. So it's a commitment to excellence. It's a commitment to being there. It's a commitment to showing up, and it's a commitment to showing up well. So all through my entrepreneurial career, there have been so many starts, scales, and sustain. But there, someone asked me today, Mindy Henderson, who I'm going to be on her podcast soon, and I'm very excited about it, because Mindy herself has a extremely unique story, and truly unique. She has muscular dystrophy, and she has fought on through her life, not only to overcome the obstacles of multiple muscular dystrophy, but also to excel, to take that challenge which she was born with, and her dear parents, who she speaks so highly of in this journey of hers, you know, work through the challenges of that. But her story is very compelling, and she truly is a unique leader. And she's going to be with us the second Friday of December. But my reason to bring her up is that today she technically interviewed me. I knew of she knew of me, and we connected. She is an Austin gal. And so with the networking, we connected. And she, you know, but we had never talked. So she interviewed me this morning. So that started off early this morning with that. And I had my day planned. And then it went kapooey. Because with that, I'm doing all of these lives or podcasts for others. And this week, there's a fabulous podcast, not a podcast as much as a week-long summit of business building. And it is called the Online Business Toolbox. And I was blessed to be part of that. And the one of the stipulations after, you know, speaking to me and speaking about my history and my background and my story was that I had a significant database that I could send out to you information about this online visual, this business toolbox. So they only chose 30 speakers, and I'm one of those 30 speakers. So this is important, not just for me, but the commitment to them. And so we, my producer and right hand, Elizabeth Hauser, and I, we truly were prepared. We really were. Now, as you know, I sold the brick and mortar of the Novitas Spa, which means the location and the equipment and the staff and the goodwill and so forth. And with that, though, the software that was attached or with the spa came with the spa. So I had to prepare a new whole structure for here in my home office. So you don't know what you don't know. So we thought we had set it up amazingly well, that it was put on my computer, that the database was downloaded, that then the software for the eBlast were downloaded. And we went off on a Thursday of last week and did our first campaign for this online toolbox. Well, I'm on the database, she's on the database, and other people that I could call are on the database. And I asked, obviously, Elizabeth and I, we didn't get an eBlast. Used to, but haven't. I mean, didn't rather. So I called other parties and oh my God, no one got an eBlast. So technically, the software that I was going to be working on was not compatible for whatever reason. It's pointless to go into that. But I had to switch gears 360 degrees this morning after knowing, after Mindy and I spoke, I really then ascertained that no one got eBlast. And so then I called the old company that I had used for 10 years very successfully. That was great. They were happy, happy. But two things, they couldn't do it for a couple of days. I said, oh, no, no, can't be a couple of days. But the other thing that they truly ascertained that it's not on a server, meaning here on my computer, but I need to have it on a server or in the cloud or on the cloud. So then I had to do a 360 degree turn to the company that it was just not working on. And they said, yes, but we needed to set up an appointment. Appointment, no, 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 I can't do an appointment. So this is what's been going on for the last 5-6 hours. And everyone, because I have a relationship with them, as Ms. Sharon Lecter says, a power of association, that they have been both companies that one that was with me for 15 years, and they're going to be basically the cloud server. And then the other will be the company that sent out the eBlast for many, many years. And they will be joining forces. So I went to school today on servers, cloud, how to download all of this and put it on, but they expedited it. Now, it's not going to go out till tomorrow. I'm talking about the eBlast for this virtual online toolbox summit, business summit, excuse me. So we have posted it though on Facebook and we'll share it out, but it's certainly not my database, you know, a depth, but we will get there. We'll do it tomorrow. And this summit is starting, I believe, the end of this week.
Wednesday.
It starts Wednesday. Okay. So we will do our first eBlast out tomorrow. So look for that. But the information is on our Facebook pages. So you can, you know, go to their website because there's 29 other fabulous people with tremendous business information. So that is my commitment story of the day. But my quote for the morning is that whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe, he can achieve, by Napoleon Hill. And I, what I conceive in my mind and believe in my heart, know that I believe this, that I am going to take all of this information that I have amassed, not only linear information, but also information that is, that you can use applied information, that is just from data of my experiences, that this can be, he calls it generalized information, which is what you learn by a book, and then specialized information, which is what I'm going to be sharing with you, not only in these, the Teach, Motivate, and Inspire, but other things that I'm going to be putting together, different mastermind programs, but also a course that's coming out. And I'm really excited about that because it's beginning to really gel together. And so that will be on my websites by the mid-ish, it could be earlier, but mid to late December. And that is my commitment to you. It will be done, and it will be very interestingly put together, meaning it's going to have sections, and that you can be, start with start, and then other, then the separate module for sustain, or excuse me, scale, and then a separate for sustain, because they're all very different. And in all of those three areas, there's different pieces to it. So those will be in those modules for start, scale, and sustain your business or your life, meaning this can be applied into applied application for your life as well. Because it is, but back to commitment, whatever the mind of man can conceives and believes, he can achieve. And that starts with that positive mental attitude, because all day, and I'm not saying I didn't slip up, but all day I was very cognizant of that positive mental attitude, because holy moly guacamole, I could have not stayed there. Let's just say that. And meaning not just with these folks from these two companies, but other dynamics that I've in between the lines. Are working on and working with. So, you know, that is something that is so important to stay focused on, that positive mental attitude. It's critical. It's key, because that will absolutely alter in a New York minute that commitment, because you can blow up and say, forget about it. And it is, stays in tune and in hand in glove with a positive mental attitude. It's key. It's key. No matter what you've gone through, what you're going through, what you will go through. And I assure you that there will be challenges that you will go through. And I'm not saying earth shaking. I'm just saying everyday type of challenges that you have to very in a cognitively knowing that you've made this choice, that it is going to, you're going to deal with each and every circumstance and situation with a positive mental attitude. My dad used to say to me, Megan, you have such a happy heart. And, you know, I think about that a lot, because no matter what happens now, in the future, and I have dealt with not only the recent challenges, unprecedented challenges that we've all been going through, but in the past with my own pandemics and my own tsunamis, I have tried to break it down into small manageable parts and deal with things in a with a positive mental attitude. But it is truly that commitment to that attitude. It's commitment to that definitiveness of purpose. It's commitment to that burning desire. So my burning desire, guys, is you. My burning desire is to put all of this information and these tools together in a fashion that is easy to navigate, easy to understand, easy to use, that you can use it as a reference guide. You can go back to them. These are soon to be, when would you say it's going to be on podcasts? Would you say in another couple of days, a week?
Probably
the end of the week. Okay. So the Teach, Motivate, and Inspire, along with the Unique Leaders Lives, It's All About You, are being adapted to podcasts right now. And so the Teach, Motivate, and Inspire will go back to the beginning of Teach, Motivate, and Inspire, which is about 4 weeks now. But the Unique Leaders will go back to many of the first Unique Leaders that we have started doing back probably in end of April, early May. So they'll be there. They are on YouTube, but you also Teach, Motivate, and Inspire, but you'll be able to go to all the podcasting platforms and find them there as well. And they'll be well executed and well put together. And so I know you'll enjoy that. But before I say a good night and share a few pieces of things that are going to be going on this week, I just want to thank you for your understanding that we were 20 minutes late because I could not, this computer was downloading all of the information. So we couldn't disrupt that. And it just finished and we quickly set this up and then came on with you. So I apologize, but it had to go in those sequences. And you can always, you know, watch this on repeat and replay. So you can certainly watch this again. But this week and starting tonight, I'm going to be on Shay Brown's show, which is at 10 o'clock. So this man, like Glenn Lundy, is on, I don't think he's on nightly at 11 p.m. Eastern, but he's on many times during the week on his Happy Entrepreneur Show. And I'm going to be speaking about the subtitle of my book, It's Never Too Early or Too Late to Create the Life of Your Dreams. So I'm going to share with you where that comes from, the why of that, and applicable to start, scale, and sustain your business. So I'll be on with Shay tonight on what platform am I going to be on? What is that? Would we say to these folks?
Oh, it's going to be on his page. I'll put that in there.
So on his page. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Elizabeth is putting all that in the text. So it'll be on Shay's Happy Entrepreneur page this evening at 10 p.m. Central, 11 o'clock Eastern. And then tomorrow, Tuesday, I'm going to be on Eric Zuli's show, correct? It's tomorrow, right? I can't keep up with this, with all these other pieces that are so very important. But Eric Zuli is Easy Way Network, and I'm going to be on his show tomorrow in the afternoon. So that is in on our Facebook and that information of the time. But he's an interesting gentleman. He has the Easy Way Wall of Fame. So if you're an entrepreneur, that he'll talk about that and go into about his Easy Way Network. He's from Los Angeles in the movie industry, and his father has been in that market place for years. And so he's grown up in that. So he's got interesting stories and anecdotes, but it's a business show. This is his Easy Way Business Forum that I'll be on tomorrow evening. And then this coming Friday, he is going to be on my show, Unique Leaders Live. And so this is going to be about his story, meaning tomorrow it's more about me, but I think it's live. A show tomorrow. I'm pretty sure it is. But if not, it will be then retaped and we'll replay it for you. But he's going to be on the Unique Leaders Live this Friday at 4. So this is Eric Zuli, Zuly. Friend him on Facebook. Go to his Easy Way Hall of Fame. I met Eric through a colleague, Lila Colgan, and she is a very fascinating woman and great story. And she has products that she works with. And so she has an interesting website as well, Lila Colgan. And so he'll probably give her a shout out tomorrow as well. And I will too. So it's all about that power of association and networking and masterminding and helping each other every day in every way to be the best we can be, to share with that light that is in you in the world. And we all certainly need each other, and we need that light. So I thank you so much for joining me today. I really, really appreciate you so very much. Go to the official Megan DiMartino Facebook page and join me there. We're building that page. And also the my new website, megandimartino.com. And the other thing I was working on today, which is in between the lines of all this, oh my goodness, is the new Novitas Spa site, which is the shopping cart for the Novitas Spa clinical products, regenerative medicine, therapy that we do, and information of things to come. And certainly downloading Hope and Possibilities Just Over the Horizon. It's never too early or too late to create the life of your dreams. And I mean that because I am, you know, a poster child for that. So the book is free. It is on Amazon. But somebody said to me a couple weeks ago, oh, but I paid for it. I'm so sorry. But it has been free since we had the lockdown in April. And so I just felt that people needed hope and certainly understanding that there's infinite possibilities just over the horizon. Everything leads to a possibility, and it is never too late to create the life of your dreams. You just have to have that understanding. So as I said today from Napoleon Hill, whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe, it's a biggie, and believe, that's where that hope and belief and faith come in. They're all marinated together. Whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe, he can achieve. Have a blessed evening. Hope to see you tonight on Shea Brown's Happy Entrepreneur at 10 o'clock Central, 11 o'clock Eastern, and then certainly Pacific. But it's on his page, and we've put it in the text of the Teach, Motivate, and Inspire today. Have a blessed week, and we'll see you hopefully during the week at these junctures of these shows, but certainly on Friday with Eric Zulli on Unique Leaders Live. Be blessed. Thank you for listening to Teach, Motivate, Inspire. If I said something today that resonated with you, please connect with me at megandimartino.com. I have a free gift for you, my book, Hope and Possibilities, Just Over the Horizon. It's never too early or too late to create the life of your dreams. And don't forget to head over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. I truly would appreciate it. Be blessed.